Tantor Audio presents Fable, An Unfortunate Fairy Tale by Shanda Hahn. Narrated by Christine Vam. All that glitters is not gold. Chapter 1. It was another dog day of summer, and Mina was miserable. The archaic air conditioning unit in their apartment was on the fritz again, and the small table fan barely made a ripple in the war on humidity. For once, she was anxious for school to start, just so she could be back into the air-conditioned halls. But that wasn't the only reason. The start of the new school year also meant more opportunities for her to see Brody Carmichael, her longtime crush. Things last year had ended awkwardly, when Brody and her best friend, Nan Taylor, started their almost dating phase. Or that's what Mina nicknamed their friend but more than friend behavior. Neither one of them was ready to admit they were an item, and Mina was fine with the delay, hoping that both of them would come to their senses. It was Mina's family curse that had forced Brody and Nan into circumstances that created something out of a fairy tale. Nan was in a coma and was awakened by Brody's kiss, and since then they'd been awkwardly inseparable. It was as if neither one believed it, but they couldn't argue what fate was pushing them toward. But Mina knew it wasn't fate. She knew it was the story, or as what she spitefully knew it as, Teague, Jared's brother. A flicker of movement on the floor made Mina move her head away from the fan to glance at her younger brother. Charlie, oblivious to the heat, was playing some made-up rogue game that combined Candyland and Clue. Even in the heat, Charlie was still overdressed, wearing his favorite yellow rain boots, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt, and Darth Vader helmet. He rolled the dice, picked up a double red color card, and moved the little yellow gingerbread man from one game board to the other. Mina didn't understand the game, or his made-up rules, but she had a feeling that the yellow gingerbread man did it in the molasses swamp with the candlestick. "Hey, Buckethead, you hungry?" she asked, knowing full well that he could get whatever he wanted from the fridge himself. But she liked talking to him, taking care of him. Charlie shook his plastic-covered head and continued to scrutinize his boards before rolling to the other side of the board and picking up another character. "Suit yourself. I'm going up where it's cooler." Charlie bobbed his head up at Mina, and his little hand waved at her. She peeled herself off the living room chair and moved to her room, where she tiptoed over her piles of clothes on the floor and headed for the open window. She clambered over the ledge onto the fire escape and climbed up to a rooftop retreat. It wasn't any cooler on the rooftop, but at least she got a slight breeze. Sweat still trickled on her brow, and she wiped it off with the sleeve of her blue t-shirt. She sat on one of her broken lawn chairs and surveyed the garden of mostly fake plants, a few live ones, and a smattering of eclectic decorations consisting of pink flamingos, Christmas lights, and a shelf with two gnomes that she had collected at the end of the school year, Sir Nomer and Nomita. It was the first time in months she had ventured to the rooftop, and she was surprised the rosebush was still blooming. She'd been avoiding the roof ever since her confrontation with Teague, when she had declared that she knew who he was and that killing him would end the curse on her family. He continued to harass her the whole summer, pushing fairy tale quests her way, but she did something she'd never thought she would do. She ignored them. She decided to try to take control of her situation by doing absolutely nothing. Instead of Teague having all the power and making her jump through his hoops of fairy tale quests, she went purposefully out of her way to avoid them. And it was relatively easy, if she knew what to look for. For example, one day their family was going to the mall, and she felt the beginnings of power stir up around her. A tingling sensation began in her hands and shot up her arms, causing the hair on the back of her neck to stand on end. Mina quickly surveyed the situation and saw the ravens, all seven of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?